Alvi.
These are fine times for the arts in Prague. The Czech capital is receiving a great deal of attention thanks to the EU presidency, and one of the ways that the Prague municipal government is availing itself of the opportunity is by taking various art projects under its wing. Indeed, there are so many things vying for notice, from comic books, exhibits, to Andy Warhol's motion pictures, that one tends to lose track of them all. The project we're looking at today, however, is bringing something slightly different to Prague's Gothic squares and murky alleys. Light. The outdoor Transparency 2009 exhibit is underway for the course of the six-month EU presidency and consists of six artworks using light to illuminate various corners of the city in thoughtful and aesthetic ways. I spoke to Quirin Wimmer, one of the owners of W Art, the project's organizer.
All in all, we have six artists coming from London, Julian Opie, coming from Spain, Jaume Plenza, from Austria, Ulla Rauter, from Germany, Stefan Reusse, Arthur Duff, coming from Italy. It's an American name, but he's living in Italy. And finally, from the US, Jenny Holzer. And all these artists are concentrated on light art. So light art is inside the contemporary art, the section of art, a very special thing, and you don't have a lot of famous light artists in the world. And some of them we brought here to Prague.
The six pieces on display are eclectic in subject matter, but all make use of light. White light, LED screens, or laser beams. Among the most noticeable is a purple window-sized figure in a skirt swaying on the side of the National Theatre. In Anne Dancing, as the work is called, Anne doesn't do much else. But she is, interestingly, a kind of compromise between the winged bronze chariot drivers on the theatre's roof and the stoplights and headlights of the busy intersection below. Another of the more prominent works is called simply We, a large human figure of white meshed metal by Spaniard Jaume Plenza that sits squat in front of Prague's music center, Rudolfinum. The statue shines white at night, and its hollow frame is comprised entirely of characters from writing systems ranging from Latin to Indic to Chinese. Abstract though it may be, I found passersby had given the work a good deal of thought. Here's what some of them had to say.
I think it's very nice. At first it was not obvious what it is supposed to represent, but then I realized it's letters of different alphabets, but I think it looks very nice, particularly at night.
I think it looks like men who have some dreams about, about life maybe, and a face opposite Prakestel. It's also some symbolic, yes? I think it's something about our life.
German artist Stefan Rose, a professor at the Art School of Cologne, has installed laser screenings on facades across the world from Toronto to Shanghai. His Prague exhibit, called Mice, uses a green laser to send rodents scampering across the front of a school building in the city center. Here's what the artist himself had to say about the work.
It's the abstraction and simple movements that brings this show to life. I didn't want to do some kind of technophile show, but something that immediately brings pictorial memories to mind. It's like this. The brain assembles images on its own. You see a few lines and they're gone again in a second, but in the background a picture of a mouse remains. That's the concept behind the laser show as well. It's based on an analysis of video recordings that were animated on a background using a small number of lines. The lines made are only momentary, flashing by just briefly, but the image is quickly stored in the brain.
There can be deep dimensions to art when we are lucky enough to read and hear about the thoughts behind them. Without a helping hand, however, much of the Transparency 2009 exhibits defy easy explanation. American Arthur Duff, for example, also used lasers for the first month of the exhibition to fire excerpts of love letters around the walls of Old Town Square. Those who did not know that the excerpts were generated by a love letter program were baffled by phrases like, "Love making fully blesses your kiss," creeping along the cobblestones. Another exhibit, launched Friday, is called Tacit, and consists of the word tacit, tacitly glowing from out of the river. The word is a musical term meaning to be silent, and a sensor built into the piece monitors the sound of the city and automatically illuminates the letters accordingly. This, however, required more imagination than the passers-by I met were willing to offer it.
Well, it's the first time I'm seeing it, so I don't know what to say. I don't even know what it means. That's it.
Okay. I don't know what it means. What does it mean? I don't know. You know? What does it mean? No.
I watch it in TV, but I have no opinion about it. I know about it, but no special impression.
Prague Pedestrians in the Dark over the meaning of the piece by Austrian artist Ulla Rauter. With so many art exhibits in Prague, especially at present, I asked the organizer who the project was intended for and if transparency in 2009 is sometimes too opaque for some.
Contemporary art is not so common in Czech Republic or here in Prague. And that's the reason why we oriented on this kind of art. The, all these people who are not informed about this project are also our target group, of course, because we are organizer for contemporary art in Europe, and we are lucky if people are looking at these pieces, at these artworks, and feel something. And normally they feel something positive, because it's not so hard to understand what we show here, and contemporary art sometimes is a little bit harder to understand.
While the idea of there being a shortage of contemporary art in Prague is debatable at the very least, it is true that light art has been an uncommon feature of the art scene in recent years. The last large-scale light exhibit that most people would probably remember was Jiří David's 2002 Pink Neon Heart over Prague Castle. Public misunderstanding played no small role in that case either. Though hearts had been a long-term motif in David's work, much of the general public took the theme and location to be either a going-away present to the then-outgoing President Havel, or a statement on the brothel-esque nature of Czech politics. The light art project is still being gradually unveiled, and one more work will be submitted for public explication on April 30th, when a projection by Jenny Holzer will be cast across the facade of the National Museum.